Well, Lawrence, first of all, congratulations to a county final. It's been a long time coming to see a performance like this evening. What, you've lost the last three semi-finals?
That's it, Tom. It's great to be in the final now. As you said there, we've lost the last three semi-finals and we focused a lot on that there, getting the performance right and leaving it on the pitch and not having no regrets tonight. Mm. And thankfully, the boys put a massive shift there. First 15 minutes, we were very strong and kind of set the platform in for the victory.
Yeah, you did set your stall out in that first before the first water break. You were, what, 4-1 up and you were playing all the football.
Yeah, we were 4-1 up and we probably could have made one or two more. But look, we had to play at a high level because they're kind of Gales with a lot of pace. We've watched them a lot. We know them very well. They know us very well. They have a lot of good young players with a lot of pace. And we had to match them on every sector of the field, in defence and on the forward line. And thankfully we did that tonight.
Yeah, 8-4 up at half time. You were in a good place. You were playing well. You know, they were looking over their shoulder a bit, you know, hanging in there.
That's it. 8-4, even though it was a good, great night for football, with the dew in the grass, it's hard to get shots off. You keep pressuring the kicker, it's hard to get the scores off. And we thought if we keep the goals out, we'd hold them the scores, the points. And thankfully, they had two snapshots, but there was a lot of pressure on the kicker and the balls went away. Nor did they make it went in, and thankfully we got the rub of the green tonight.
I thought that was a feature game tonight. You know, your defenders really got back in numbers and really put their bodies on the line a few times.
That's it. If you look at you watch the senior teams out there, it's all about intensity and work rate. And, you know, working for the team, and it's that level now. You have to get the junior football teams putting as much effort as the big teams and work as hard to try and get up the levels. And we're trying to, as a club, progress to get up the levels. We're up in Division 2 with Downings. So next week's game will be very, very interesting and very well matched teams. And there's a massive reward there for either of us to get to intermediate football. Downings have been kind of up and down this last couple of years and probably have more experience. They've won the Gaeltacht and stuff like that there, and they have more cup winning form. Where we haven't, 15 years since we were in a final. Very few of these men here have played in a senior final. They've played in underage finals. But look, it's massive for the club now this week, now looking forward to it. And look, we'll recover the more on Monday and we'll get to the pitch on Tuesday and we'll build for the weekend.
Before we look ahead to Downey's, some big performances out there. Big Joe McGill really pulled it out tonight. 9 points, I think 6 from play, the rest from two, all frees, all long range.
Joseph's a great striker of the ball, in fairness, and like he's working on it very well. Like he puts a lot of effort in and training and practice on his own, and that's what it takes. You see the top players, you have to practice, and it comes down to nights like this here, and like, I don't think you miss too many either, and you need to be 60-70% of your scores going over the bar, and that's the key. And Joseph was on form right, and hopefully next week is the same. If not, some other man steps up and puts the ball over the bar.
And it wasn't a one hit wonder tonight, because he's been scoring regularly and was the top scorer last year, I think, as well.
That's it. Joseph's been taking the frees a lot, and he's top scorer last year, himself and Patrick, and you have Peter and Blake and John Toy coming inside, and we've Anthony back now too from New Zealand. And we have men there who can score. We played Bundoran last week in the league, and we had 9 different scorers, which was encouraging to get men on the ball, men scoring, men confident to shoot as the key. Because look, Downing's going to have a plan for next week. They have key men like Clark and Connor and stuff too, and we'll have to nullify them the same as we did with Conor McBurdy and Rowan Frey and them players tonight. But look, next week it's going to be a shootout again, and hopefully we're on the right side of it, Tom.
You showed tonight that you have a hunger. You certainly had a hunger tonight anyway.
That's it. Look, we wanted to put right a few wrongs, what we have been doing, and leave it out in the field and at least go out in our own terms. If we did get beat, at least we emptied the tank, and that's all I can ask for. And we'll ask for the game next week now, and if that's good enough to win the game. If not, at least if we go out on our own terms, and if we empty the tank like we did tonight and we do get beat, well, we gave it our best shot. But if we perform well tonight, we have as good a chance as anybody.
You were missing a few men tonight, weren't you?
Missing a few men who's injured. So hopefully they'll be fit to go next week again.
Who are they?
Keelan Gillen, Thomas McHugh, Colin McDermott, Kenny Finock. So look, we have strength and depth there we haven't had over the years, and the younger boys coming through, and look, we're fighting for places now next week. For
do you expect those three to be back in the frame?
Expect the MC to be ready to go now next week again. They'll push for starting place again.